And more big money news today, this time in the presidential race. New fundraising numbers show that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are sitting on a lot of cash. Last night, they were sitting on stage together at Hollywood's Kodak Theater. We're joined by NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back, Alex.
So last night's get-together, you know, this was the first one-on-one debate, and it follows up a very contentious time in South Carolina. But their opening remarks showed a different tone. Here they are.
I was friends with Hillary Clinton before we started this campaign. I will be friends with Hillary Clinton after this campaign is over. She has done, we're running a competitive race, but it's because we both love this country.
I, as a Democrat, fervently hope you are looking at that next president. Either Barack or I will raise our hand and swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States.
So, Juan, that seems much friendlier in the last week.
Well, you've got a lot of people who for the first time are paying attention in those 22 states that go to the polls next Tuesday, Alex. And the candidates and their handlers in the prep for last night's debate were very conscious that, you know what, you've got to introduce yourself. And it may seem like an odd concept to you and me because we've been following this thing so intensely. But the reality is that people in those 22 states and, you know, people who are sort of middling interest in American politics are being introduced, and they don't want to come off as antagonistic and bitter or bickering. In South Carolina, it was a moment. I think they were really in a struggle there, and it was really racial. Last night, they thought, you know what, we've got to do away with it. And both camps thought, we want to present a happy face to the voters.
When I mentioned that campaign money report that's come out, Senator Clinton raised about $27 million in the last quarter of 2007. Senator Obama, around $22 million. But the big news that's overshadowed that is his campaign announced yesterday he raised $32 million in the month of January, a little more than a million a day.
Can you believe it, Alex? That's the most money any presidential candidate has ever raised in a single month. At this stage in the battle for a party nomination, it's a truly incredible performance, and I think suggests the momentum that's behind Barack Obama. You know, his victory in South Carolina, I think, has fueled it. Both candidates are, you know, have victories, Iowa for Obama and South Carolina for Mrs. Clinton. It's Nevada and New Hampshire. But at this point, those numbers, they're awesome.
Also rising, the political fortunes of John McCain, who looks more and more like the Republican front runner, his to lose at this point, you say?
I agree. And the only way that he can do so now is the anger, the backlash coming from the far right, which feels as if their party has been stolen from them, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys. A lot of the true conservatives feel he's not a true conservative, that he is an apostate, and they don't like it, and they're still fighting, Alex. But that's, I think they're fighting a rearguard action because, as you say, he's the clear front runner at this point.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams. Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Alex.